Welcome to the Ride With Us podcast, presented by the American Coaster Enthusiasts, the world's largest ride enthusiast organization dedicated to the appreciation, promotion, and preservation of roller coasters around the globe. So please keep your hands and feet inside the podcast at all times as we welcome in your host.
Hello, enthusiasts, and hello, Dolly. It's your host, Jessica Gardner. Before we get to all the exciting ACE news from the past couple months and hear about some upcoming ACE events in March and April, we have to talk about Dollywood. By now, you've probably heard that Dolly Parton was at opening day, greeting guests and getting everyone excited about this year. And of course, Lightning Rod reopened with their new non-launched lift hill. Did you know that even though it's no longer a launch, apparently it goes the exact same speed at the top of the hill? They reportedly took a police radar gun before and after the change, and at the lift top, it was 13 miles per hour before and after. The internet is all over the place on this, but I can't wait to ride it again myself. Well, a couple of our ACE members were able to make it to a Dollywood season preview, and they got together while they were there to talk about the construction tour, food offerings, live shows, and more that were presented to them so we could share it all with you. Here is podcast project manager Corey Wooten and ACE secretary Jeff Nemec. Enjoy.
Hey, enthusiasts, this is your podcast production manager and correspondent, Corey Wooten, and today I am at Dollywood for their media and construction tour, and here sitting with me is Jeff Nemec. Jeff, would you like to say hello?
Hi, Corey. It's great to be sitting here on a bench at Dollywood during the off-season when there's no one else around.
Isn't it? It's so peaceful. Like, it's so nice to be able to come into the park and see all the fun things that they have in store for 2024.
It's weird to replace the sounds of screaming off coasters with the sound of construction vehicles.
Right. And exactly.
That's what we're getting now.
Let's tell the listeners some of the things that they can have to look forward to in 2024. So we started the day off at about 10 a.m. this morning, and the first thing that they showed us was the new entrances and the changes that they're making to the ticketing system. So did you have any takeaways from that?
My takeaway was, I believe he mentioned the current check-in process is about 10 seconds per ticket is the average that it takes a person to scan and get in. And now he said that that's going to reduce to about a second per ticket.
Right.
So the efficiency increases, I think, is what struck me the most.
Right.
And it's interesting to just hear about how these kind of changes, like these operational structural changes of how we get into a park, can really improve just even your first impressions, getting into the park sooner, making sure the fun is starting. So it was exciting to hear that there's going to be less waiting. Less waiting is always a good thing.
Exactly. And I was really surprised to hear about the no turnstiles. They're removing the turnstiles, which that should be an interesting thing to see on opening day.
The future has come to Dollywood.
Yes, the future has come to Dollywood.
I'm just picturing it looking very modern, very sleek. I'm going to picture
right.
it. Maybe it won't be, but in my mind, no turnstiles is just the future technology.
Exactly. And for those of you that are season pass holders at Dollywood, or if you're just planning a visit to Dollywood this season, a lot of the new technology is coming to Dollywood, and you'll be able to keep your ticket on your phone, but you can also still print them, of course, if you'd rather do it that way. So no turnstiles, there's a new ticketing system, and the new tickets will actually have a QR code rather than a barcode on them like they used to do, which that has taken part in enhancing the scanning time, which allows for a more efficient entrance. Then we moved on to Lightning Rod, which I think most of the people listening to this podcast are going to want to hear everything about what's going on with Lightning Rod. Do you want to tell them the surprise, or should I?
So the surprise was standing in front of Lightning Rod, silhouetted by the coaster in the background and all the custom cars around, we were told that the Lightning Rod experience is going to be upgraded and incredibly streamlined as the lift hill is being changed out from a launch type situation to a powered lift hill, taking guests up the hill at 13 miles an hour. And what was so surprising about this is that it is a $4 million changeover to improve this. They mentioned in our conversation that it was currently about a 63% operating efficiency, where the ride is down for a certain amount of the day. He said with this changeover, it should increase the percentage to above 98%.
Right.
So people that might have had more trouble riding the coaster earlier with longer lines will now have something that is going to be more efficient, people load faster, and it's also going to be down less. So all things that coaster enthusiasts
exactly
want.
And they even mentioned that in part of the tour as well, is that, you know, people travel to Dollywood from places like Chicago and Atlanta. And you're coming a long way, and previously you would come all that way, and it would be a matter of, oh, well, will Lightning Rod be open or will it not? Starting this year, you can almost guarantee any time you come to Dollywood, Lightning Rod will be operational.
What also struck me from this conversation, just from that part of the tour, but also the entire day, is Dollywood is very much understanding and positioning themselves as not a regional park. They have very much have global aspirations, where they're very attuned to the idea that people are traveling hours to get here and staying overnight to experience Dollywood properties. So they are making these decisions clearly with an eye to upping their game more and more and making sure that experience is top notch along with the best parks in the world.
Right. So then from Lightning Rod, we moved on to a new experience in the park that they've been working really hard on. And of course, this experience has to do with the Dreamer in Chief herself. It is the Dolly Parton Experience, which is an interactive museum that will be opening in the park. And do you want to talk some about that?
Well, it's not even just one property. What's so surprising is, if you are familiar with Dollywood currently, there is a section of the park that had the Chasing Rainbows Museum across from a shop that sold Dolly Parton accoutrements. And then there was also a theater show there. All of those three different buildings are now being brought under one kind of umbrella experience, which is the Dolly Parton Experience. So how they are kind of laying out the different three different buildings and how they're separating the storytelling and how they are kind of chronicling it is an interesting way to go about it, because there's one section of this museum, which I now understand. And before coming here to this media day, reading reports, I didn't really understand as how interactive one of the museums is going to be, where you're able to step into a lot of her life and experience that as a Dolly Parton fan. And then there's another section that is, the other building is more about her wardrobe and her timeless looks. I am looking forward to seeing how many wigs are in that one building, because the art, the custom work artwork we saw about how the building's going to look, those wigs featured pretty heavily in a couple of those. So I'm going to go and do a wig count, I think, once it opens. But and then the third building we didn't hear as much about, but that's going to include also a new show. So
yes.
This is not even just one experience. This is basically a whole new mini land that they have created in reverence to Miss Dolly Parton herself.
Right. And so, listeners, that experience, the Dolly Parton Experience, is set to be open on May 24th. And as they mentioned, this is the first update to that area of the park since 2002. It will feature a Dolly Parton fan shop. And another cool thing about it was that Dolly and her niece Heidi are rewriting one of the family shows that'll be featured in the theater, so that'll be really cool. This museum will also feature a high level of storytelling and even the restrooms. This is a quote from the park president himself: "The restrooms will be getting Dolly eyes."
That'll be your really guess cool is as good as ours what that means, but
right.
We can't wait to find out what that means. I also was just something else to add. I was also excited about the interactivity. He mentioned that was mentioned to us a couple things, that there will be some like scavenger hunts throughout the area, where you can scan a QR code and then you're looking for all the butterflies in the area. And if you find all the butterflies, it links to the app somehow, and there's some sort of
Like gamification.
Yes. Sort of thing. And so having all these different pieces throughout the land that are kind of hidden throughout the land, that you don't know there's a game unless you found it in the map or scan the QR code, etc. So having these kind of secret items, it makes it where there is a lot of levels to this area, and there's a lot of time that's going to be spent in this area by some of the Dolly Parton fans that come here.
Right.
The next part of the tour had us go into the theater, where they spoke a lot about the changes that will be coming to Dollywood in terms of entertainment. And we got a good glimpse into what that would be. Reinforcing that theme that I already mentioned about looking from a global standpoint, Dollywood, the people that spoke to us mentioned how when you come to Dollywood, there are certain days, not many, but there are certain days where the theaters are dark, where there isn't a show going on. And they are very aware that many of the people that come to Dollywood really look to those shows. They have such high production value. They have so many different shows where you can come to this park and not ride one ride, go from show to show, and you have a full day ahead of you. So they're making these changes with high production value. They're expending a lot of money and time into them. And so for this coming year, there's actually going to be a total of four new production shows. So with this continual focus and upping the stakes in terms of their production values, what was so striking was they mentioned that they're investing over $1 million in the sight and sound portion of the theater upgrades. So that will be a big portion of this, is that they're investing a lot of money to that. In addition to that, there's multiple shows that are opening this year. And what was interesting about that is the different focuses of those shows. One of those was a show that is three women that are singing various country songs. There is going to be another one where it is a Dolly Parton sing-along, where you're going to be able to belt out in your worst or best singing voice that you got some of her most famous hits.
So then once they went over the new changes to the shows and the theater, we actually got a performance by Three Times a Lady, who actually has a show here that will be starting on March 8th. And what did you think of this performance? I loved it.
Here's what I will say, everybody. This is, and I shouldn't be saying this as a Tennessean, I am not the biggest fan of country music, to be honest with you. I was a fan of this show. I think these three performers were fantastic. They had some vocals on them. They put some of their country stank on it with some vocalizations and some trills and all these different... It was just a really enjoyable performance. And even as a person, I'll be honest, I also really didn't know the songs. The show is them mainly doing covers of songs that Dolly Parton was involved in, and Dolly Parton's library is so extensive. These were ones I wasn't even really familiar with, and they still were fantastic, were great to listen to. The vocal quality was fantastic.
Absolutely. So yeah, make sure if you get out to Dollywood this season that you definitely try and catch one of their shows. Again, that's Three Times a Lady was the name of the band, and they are incredible. So moving on to the final part of the day, which of course is my favorite part, the new food coming to Dollywood, which Jeff and I are both vegetarian, so there are some good vegetarian options that are coming this year. But all of the food I thought was really unique. I haven't really seen a park put twists on food like this before. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So what I will say is off the bat, I do want to pre-apologize where you are having two vegetarians review the food of a southern park.
Yes.
So in full disclosure, we were not able to try all of it. So the food that we did try, though, I mean, everything, even the stuff we didn't try looked fantastic. I mean, the presentation was great. How they presented it to us was how they actually usually operate their food and wine festivals, where we were able to walk up and grab pre-portioned meals that were ready to go. So I don't know about you, Corey, but my favorite thing, and I think it's Corey's as well, the favorite was the cranberry white chocolate bread pudding.
Oh my gosh, yes. It's so good. It's so good.
And I'm a person where I have a sweet tooth, but I'm also a person, if the thing is too sugary, is too sweet, right, I'm not down for it. This one hit the right spot for me. It wasn't too sweet. It had a sweetness, but it wasn't overpoweringly sugary. It was just complex with the cranberry mixed with the white chocolate. It was a great combination.
Mm-hmm. We'll still go over the things that did have meat in them so you can know what to expect. But one of my favorite things was the fried green tomato and mozzarella, which Jeff also had because, as I mentioned, we're vegetarians. But we will go over the things that did have meat in them because they looked good. They had a great presentation. We just personally did not try them. However, the fried green tomato and mozzarella, we both thought... Yes, he's shaking his head. We both thought was very good, delicious.
And what was interesting to me about it is this is not your old-fashioned grandma's fried green tomato. This was someone with a hipper look at food took a stab at this one because it had some breaded and deep fried mozzarella on top of it as well as some pesto going on with this. There were some flavors in here that elevated it and took it to a little bit different place. Mm-hmm. And once again, as a person who lives in Tennessee, I've had a couple different fried green tomatoes and I have not had ones like this. It was very good.
I agree. So yeah, those are the things that we tried personally, but so that everyone has a clear view of what Dollywood would be offering food-wise this year. They also had a doodle cluster cheesecake, a smoked corn chowder,
which we heard was very good. So yes. We heard someone else mentioned that had bacon on top. We wanted to try it, but we heard it was very good.
Another fan favorite, it seemed, was the Memphis-style barbecue ribs. Not more to say on that.
That's what we're gleaning from the group. This is us taking on our surroundings of who was around us.
They also had honey garlic chicken. They have a new market salad that's going to have kale and Brussels sprouts included with it that looked really good, but I personally didn't try it because I was more ready for the sweets. And then they'll have some pulled pork rinds with a cheese sauce, which the chef himself recommended, so look forward to those. And they also had pickled deviled eggs. But another big hit of the day was the Dragonfly Lemonade, which we both have one right now that we're still sipping on. It's so good.
Our second.
And it's basically like a dragon fruit lemonade with like these boba tea balls in it. And I don't really know how to explain it. It's pink and reddish in color, and it just tastes amazing. And it will definitely be very refreshing on a hot summer day here at Dollywood. So,
and just to be clear, so you might be wondering why we're just gloating about this fancy food that we came into contact with, even though we didn't eat most of it. But the reason why we're telling you about this is because at these media days, in case you're unaware, they are giving to us the food product that will be available within the park in that coming year. So the things that we're telling you about right now are things that you might experience at the Food and Wine Festival here, the things that you might experience as permanent fixtures for the entire year. So these are all things that will be in the park in the coming year.
So yeah, Jeff, I think we've pretty much covered the full day. We've gone over the changes to the ticketing system and the entrance, and we've also covered Lightning Rod. We went through the Dolly Parton experience and talked about the changes coming to the theater and shows, and of course, finished off with the food. Any closing thoughts?
I'm excited for 2024 at Dollywood. It's whenever a park is concerned about upping themselves, making themselves more visible to more people, inviting more scrutiny, what that means is that we have a better, more thought out experience as the guests coming here. So I leave this media day excited about the direction Dollywood's going and excited to experience all the things they plan for this year.
I agree. And if you are planning to come to Dollywood this year, or you're a season pass holder already, you have a lot to look forward to. So that closes out our segment for today on this construction tour. And until next time, keep chasing thrills and making memories.
Thank you to Corey and Jeff for taking your time out of your Dollywood day to record that audio for us. They also got some great footage that they shared with the ACE YouTube and social media team. So if you want to see more, check those out. And while you're at it, you might want to check out what's been happening in ACE News. Here's a little bit of a recap. If you're into ACE, coaster, and theme park history, you're going to love this. ACE News editor Rob Askoff announced that the ACE News team is going to start posting old issues of ACE News every 2 months. These deep dives will be chatted about on social media, allowing, in their words, a modern-day perspective to be integrated into old news items from various eras in the history of ACE and the amusement industry. How fun is that? If you missed Winterfest at SeaWorld San Antonio, Tim Baldwin's got you covered. He breaks down the whole event in his ACE article with some great pictures. And speaking of SeaWorld San Antonio, Catapult Falls. Is it a coaster? Is it not a coaster? Are you counting it? Either way, there's no denying it looks really fun. And if you want to see the POV from Media Day featuring Xander Lee and Joseph Siza, head over to YouTube and check that out. Can't get enough Iron Menace news? The YouTube team posted a construction tour, and our social media team is on top of all the updates as opening day inches closer at Dorney Park. And now, let's take a look at some upcoming ACE events. On March 23rd, there are two informal coast-to-coast ACE meetups. One at California's Great America in Santa Clara, California, hosted by ACE Northern California, and one at King's Dominion in Doswell, Virginia, hosted by ACE Mid-Atlantic. Informal, for those of you who don't know, means you get your own ticket and just meet up with other ACERs at a certain time to ride coasters together and meet each other. April 6th and 7th over in France, ACE Europe is hosting Spring Fest at Parc Asterie and Parc St. Paul. You can register for the whole weekend or just one of the days, but you must register by March 24th. Tickets include some queue-free access and ERT. Check it out. Also on April 6th, in Ontario, Canada, hosted by ACE Canada, it's the first ever formal event at NEB's Fun World. Register by March 30th for first ever ERT on Spare Time Express, a Q&A with the owner of NEBS, and even a bowling tournament. On April 11th, did you know April is Autism Awareness Month? And what better way to celebrate than with ACE friends at a Spectrum meetup? Jess Nemec is hosting a fun online event for members on the spectrum and their allies. Make sure you register to get the Zoom link. on April 20th. For you Minnesotans, am I saying that right? Minnesotans, are you still thawing out from winter? There is a park-sponsored event hosted by Valley Fair. It's Valley Fair's Spring Thaw. While no rides will be open yet, you'll get an inside peek at the 2024 season weeks before the park opens. You'll get a delicious lunch with brand new food items, meet leaders of Valley Fair, have fun and win prizes with trivia and a raffle, take a tour of the park by the maintenance team, and get some early access to brand new park merchandise. Also on April 20th and 21st, hosted by Six Flags Over Texas, Lone Star Coaster Thon. All right, now it's a tradition. I always have to say it like that. More info is rolling out on this, but for now, save the date. And California's Save the Date, April 21st, Ace Northern California is hosting the official celebration of the Giant Dipper's 100th anniversary at Beach Boardwalk Bonanza 2024 at Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. And finally, April 27th in SoCal, Ace Pacific Southwest is hosting Gills and Thrills at SeaWorld San Diego. Register by April 12th for a day filled with ERT, food, a Meet the Penguin presentation, and a discussion with a senior park rep and more. We don't want you to miss the registration for any upcoming ACE events, so make sure you're checking the website ridewithace.com under the events calendar, but also follow ACE everywhere you consume your social media. We are on Facebook, X, Threads, Pinterest, LinkedIn. Make sure you're subscribed to ACE's pages on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok, and Discord. Follow us everywhere to stay on top of all the coaster and park news coming out, and to hear what your ACE membership has to offer. And if you haven't joined ACE yet, what are you waiting for? Did you know you can also gift memberships to others? Just saying. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the podcast. Give us 5 stars if you can. Rate and review. And if you have any questions, comments, or podcast episode pitches for us, please reach out to podcast@aceonline.org. Thanks for listening. Hope you get to ride a coaster today.
Ride With Us is produced by the American Coaster Enthusiasts, a registered 501c3 organization. Visit ridewithace.com for additional information, and we will see you at the parks.